It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Here we go with diving deep into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. You are back from Boston, a big event there last week.
Yeah, excited to be back from that. That event was mind-blowing. National Association of Realtors put on a great conference, talked about their primary goal is advocacy for home ownership and keeping the dream of home ownership alive for everyone.
Well, today we're kind of on the same track, talking about affordability and availability. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so I think, we've talked a lot about real estate, and I just want the consumers to know that National Association of Realtors is out there to address housing affordability. And they have some legislative priorities on the national, state, and local levels. So, in regards to affordability, in the U.S., we're facing a staggering underbuilding gap of about 5.5 million units in the country. So that translates to a $4.4 trillion underinvestment in housing. And with rising prices and low inventory, many potential buyers are struggling to find suitable homes. So it's very crucial that we focus on increasing our housing inventory to meet that demand.
That is a huge gap. Is there a role that tax incentives could play in helping with the issue?
Yeah, absolutely. So National Association of Realtors is focused on this, on the legislative as one of their priorities. So tax incentives are essential. So they can encourage developers to build more homes, and they can help existing homeowners sell their properties without hefty tax burdens. So for instance, updating the capital gains tax exclusion on the sale of homes could empower older homeowners who want to downsize but are deterred by potential tax liabilities. So right now that tax exclusion is $250,000. They're talking about raising that to $1 million to be tax-free. And this would free up inventory for first-time home buyers and help stabilize the market.
Well, that sounds promising for sure. What about specifics do you think Congress should consider regarding capital gains tax?
Yeah, so we kind of just touched on this a little bit, right? So the NAR, National Association of Realtors, is campaigning to currently raise that exclusion from $250,000 for singles and $500,000 for couples. Those numbers have been there since 1997. And definitely we all know that inflation has significantly moved up from 1997. And so a lot of these homeowners, if they've lived in their homes for a long time, they may be facing significant tax bills on the sale of their home that far exceed these exclusions. And so by increasing and indexing these exclusions to inflation, we can motivate more homeowners to sell, ultimately making homes available for buyers.
So a clear connection then between encouraging home sales and boosting inventory. What about revitalizing struggling neighborhoods?
Yeah, so NAR has discussed how tax credits could be a game changer. So by providing incentives for private investment in low-value neighborhoods, Congress can encourage the construction and rehabilitation of homes. So just a few critical improvements can significantly raise property values and transform an area's desirability. So targeting low and moderate income families with tax credits for purchasing entry-level homes could revitalize these communities.
And one of the things I've contemplated before is the idea of converting commercial spaces no longer being used into residential options. How could that help with housing shortages?
Yeah, so this is a big topic. Converting unused commercial properties into residential or mixed-use spaces can significantly increase the housing supply. So many commercial buildings are still struggling post-pandemic, and transforming them can breathe new life into neighborhoods, create jobs, and generate tax revenues. So it's a win-win for communities and the economy.
Well, some great points there. Lastly, I guess in this part, what about VA home loan benefits? Why is this an important consideration?
Yeah, so this is kind of interesting, and we're going to talk about how VA home loan benefits could benefit the veterans' descendants. So home ownership is crucial for building wealth and allowing veterans' descendants to access unused VA home loan benefits can make a significant difference. So many veterans didn't fully utilize these benefits due to various barriers. So by permitting family members to take advantage of these opportunities, we're not only honoring our veterans' sacrifices, but also expanding home ownership and economic stability for their families.
Well, some fantastic insights there. It's clear tackling housing affordability requires really a multifaceted approach, tax incentives to encouraging revitalization and supporting veterans.
Absolutely.
So let's take a look at the update for this week around the Umpqua Valley.
Yeah, so I'm happy to see the activity for the week of November 8th through November 14th. We have one coming soon, new listing. 24 new listings hit the market in the last 7 days. We had 23 come back on the market. We're seeing sellers be more open to negotiating bumpable sales. For the last 7 days, we had 3 that went into bumpable status. Means they're still available, but they do have a buyer that is trying to get their house sold to buy this. Short sale pending, we have one that got negotiated this week. 45 price changes, so a lot of motivated sellers out there wanting to get their properties sold before the end of the year. This was fantastic to see. We had 42 pending sales for the week. So it's very active market. Sold properties, we also had a jump to 43. So pretty active out there.
Yeah, busy time of year. Let's talk about some of the listings that are out there and things that you're seeing.
Yeah, so homes and parks. These are still a popular segment because they're so affordable compared to what's out there. So in Sutherland at 1050 West Central, you can buy a 2-bedroom, 1-bath home, 784 square feet for $49,000. And it's had some updates.
I noticed that we've got some new townhouses going up.
Yeah, so this is interesting. Over off West Harvard at Looking Glass on Time Drive, it's a newer subdivision, there is a townhouse, $339,900, 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 1359 square feet. So this is hitting our affordability segment, being in that $339,900 price range. Brand new construction.
Yeah, I know, and that looks really good. What about out in Sutherland?
So Sutherland, this is a popular neighborhood out West Sutherland, 1739 Aspen Run Avenue. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,860 square feet home, all on one level, nice flat lot for $425,000, and also has RV parking.
Wow. Now, here is a property that has an extra digit in the price. So it doesn't apply to everybody, but it looks like quite the place.
Yeah, this house is a 7-digit listing price of $1,039,900. It's 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 2,300 square feet on 1.15 acres, built in 2011. It's also got 9-foot ceilings. It also has a 10-foot high door for RV storage. So it's got the attached garage plus an extra attached garage workspace RV parking area. So 640 Cherokee Avenue. This is in a gated community. So
yeah, it looks really clean, really nice. A lot of great style to that. And we talked about this last week or maybe a couple weeks ago, a special property really out by the college.
Yeah, so this was a coming soon, and it is on the market now. So this is 1081 Umpqua College Road, beautiful house, 3-bedroom, 3.5-bath, 4,465 square feet on 6.41 acres. It does have its own private ramp and a dock to the North Umpqua River. It's been remodeled. I did talk to the listing agent about this. He mentioned that they spent over $450,000 on improvements. It now has a 36 by 48 four-bay shop, a gazebo on the river, just a beautiful property.
Yeah, it looks really exquisite, really classy. And obviously at that price, it's not for everybody, but if that's where you're at, it looks like a great listing.
Absolutely.
And anything else to look at on listings?
Well, those are what's active. We've got a couple sold properties, new construction or newer construction on Alameda. This is the 55 plus Rose Village community. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,952 square feet. That just closed for $432,600.
Now we're going into the weekend. Talk about open houses.
Yes, you know what? We've got them all weekend. So actually, you can see me today. I'll be at I'm hosting 2 open houses, 11 to 1. I'll be at 1752 Northwest Dogwood Street, right off Garden Valley. And then I'll be at a fixer over off Beacon Street, kind of behind Casey's from 1:30 to 3:30. But we have a lot of open houses this weekend. So stop on by.
And how do folks get connected with your group?
Yeah, you can always stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street here in Roseburg, or give us a call at 541-371-5500.
All right, Mary Gilbert from the Mary Gilbert Group, Local Real Estate Today, wrapping up the morning report. It is 9 o'clock.